we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, I'm beginning to look at the topic, the family and the Word of God. There's no question but that the Bible ought to lie at the heart of our spiritual training in the home. We want our children to live their lives by the principles that the Bible teaches. We want them to receive the salvation that the Bible presents as God's way to heaven. We want them to serve faithfully the God that the Bible tells us about. And so, to these ends, we want our children to know the Bible, to make it a vital part of their lives. The old proverb that tells us that the stream does not rise higher than the source gives us the difficulty. Unless you, the parents in the home, can set the example of molding your lives after the teachings of the Bible, your children are not likely to make it a part of their lives either. They're going to learn their spiritual principles from what they see in you. And unless they see you saturating yourself in the Word of God, unless they see you following the teachings of the Word of God, unless they see you building the Christian character that comes from the Word of God, they won't build a strong Christian life. We parents, then, have a sobering responsibility in this area. We need to be men and women of the Word, men and women who rest our lives upon the teaching of this book so that we can challenge our families as to their responsibilities in this area. There are five separate areas in which we must be rightly related to the Word of God if we want to challenge our children for Christ. This week, I'm going to be looking at these five areas, reminding parents and children alike of the opportunities that God has given us with respect to His Word. The first responsibility that we have is that of reading the Bible on a regular basis. You can't possibly know what the Bible teaches unless you spend some time in it to find out what the teachings are. And so you need to set up some kind of a regular schedule that will allow you to learn the content of the Bible. Now, I know that many of you are not readers. You don't read anything except the headlines of the paper, perhaps. Reading is a chore for you, something you don't particularly enjoy or something that is difficult. I know that, but I don't see why that should make a difference. I don't enjoy brushing my teeth, but I manage to do it twice a day. I don't enjoy hearing the alarm go off in the morning, but I still set it every night. I don't enjoy mowing the lawn, but I still manage to mow it every week in the summer. Life is made up of things that we don't particularly like, but do because they're necessary. And the reading of God's Word is far more important than most of the things that we do. Paul challenged Timothy with a statement, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." The Berean church was commended because they searched the Scriptures daily. God wants you to read His Word. Personally, I saw my father set the example for me during my teenage years. As I would go out to carry my paper out in the morning, Dad would be on his knees praying for the various concerns that he had. As I came back after throwing the papers, he'd be sitting in his chair in the front room reading his Bible. Day after day, I saw that example. And when the Lord got a hold of my heart, it seemed the most natural thing for me to do to begin reading the Bible for myself. Most Bibles are between 1,300 and 1,400 pages long. If you read just 4 pages each day, you can easily complete the Bible once a year. And repeated over several years, this will give you a thorough knowledge of what the Bible teaches. And having been taught yourself, you'll then be in a position to wisely teach your children. I urge you, make this habit of Bible reading a regular part of your daily walk with the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.